Congress enacts safe lunch program into law. This is the 5th of June, 2006. Simulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C., United States. After intense lobbying by the condiments industry, Congress today passed the Safe Lunch Bill into law. With teen pregnancies on the rise again, House and Senate liberals stand united for prevention. The official slogan of the new program to prevent unwanted pregnancy with the use of condiments is, "Practice safe lunch, use a condiment." Quote, "Kids are going to eat their lunch anyway, you can't stop them. They may as well be educated as to the ins and outs of eating, if you catch my meaning," unquote, said Representative Harmon Killebrew of Puerto Rico. Funding for the massive project is expected to surpass the $4 trillion mark, making it twice the price of the Big Dig project in Boston. The bulk of this money will come from a tax on an increase in state tax stamps for marijuana. Quote, "The idea of having rich, scurrilous hippies to fund such a worthy cause is a delicious irony," unquote, quipped DEA agent Foster Brooks. Quote, "We get to bust and fine them for the dope and non-payment of taxes if they don't pay, and the stupid ones who actually buy the stamps are easy pickings for slow days at the office. It's all good." Despite the fact that increased condiment use will add calories to lunches, backers of the bill are convinced it's in the interest of public health. Speaking to reporters by the White House outdoor water spigot, Representative Dan Bohemian of Idaho said, quote, "What would you rather have, a fat, lazy kid or a pregnant kid? I think the answer speaks for itself," unquote. When a letter to Congress from the National Science Foundation pointed out that it is not possible to get pregnant just from eating lunch, conservatives were outraged. Quote, "This is as bad as those commies who want to teach evolution as fact," unquote, said a red-faced, spitting Senator Roger Butt-Twitch of Kansas. Quote, "I'm sure I'm not alone in the Senate in hating those damn skeptical science types. By God, atheism should be outlawed," unquote. This has been Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for listening.